of plans in the future for creating eco villages and having farms all over the island, so that we can actually feed ourselves. And because of how well things grow here on the island, the Kingdom of Hawaii will not only be able to feed itself in the future, but also export to other countries because of how well fruits and vegetables grow here. So we have a plan to get Monsanto off of the islands, to restore the land. We have to clean up our oceans. Most people don't know that when the Navy and the United States Marines and the Army came in, they actually sloughed off huge chunks of coral reef, killing lots and lots of our marine life. And for anyone who doesn't believe that this is an illegally occupied nation, you merely have to look at the military presence in Oahu. I myself am a military brat, so I have been all over the world and visited various military bases, but I have never seen the number of military personnel and military bases on such a very, very, very small island as there is on Oahu. So we have to get the military off the islands because their operations are destroying the coral reef, which is therefore destroying the ocean. Their sonar exercises that they are actually taking part in are killing the whales and killing dolphins, because you can't blast sonar into the ocean without it having an effect on our marine life. So the ecosystem here is very, very delicate, and it has to be balanced at all times. And the operations of the U.S. government and the military here are systematically destroying that ecosystem to the point where we've actually had more shark attacks here now than we've had in a very long time, because the sharks are hungry, they're looking for food, and the food that used to be in the coral reefs is no longer there. So the restoration of the kingdom now is not only critical to right the substantial wrong that was committed against the people of this beautiful archipelago, but it's critical at this time now because of the precarious nature of the ecosystem and of the destruction that the U.S. government has allowed to go on. I mean, we actually have landfills on an island. I live in a neighborhood in Paia where we don't even have recycling bins. You have to actually take your recycling by hand to a recycling center, and only if it has the state of Hawaii stamp on it will they even accept it. So having lived in California prior to this, I am shocked at the amount of disrespect for the environment that actually exists on these islands. If you take a walk down Paia Town, which is a very, very, very popular tourist town, you will not find a garbage can for 2 miles. There isn't one. So they're actually, we live on an island and there's no receptacles for trash. So people, of course, are just tossing their trash right and left on these beautiful islands with no regard, because there's no trash can for convenience. So these are all things that the U.S. government has intentionally and willfully done on these islands that we have to change. So I encourage anyone who wants to assist in any way that you can. The Kualapele WordPress, and I can actually, Don, can you put that up on your screen, or should I put it up on my screen? We have on this page here. Okay, so we'll start that. Anybody who wants to actually assist in the work that we're doing here, whether you want to volunteer your time or whether you want to volunteer your resources, this is our blog page, Kualapele blog, right here. You can click on this button right here, the Kingdom of Hawaii series, and it takes you all the way through. There's a picture of Edmund Kaili'i Silva Jr., the king, the Ali'i Nui Moli, the high chief or king. And these have several posts for anyone who's interested in actually reading more about what we're doing here. It tells you all about what's going on the islands. And if you want to assist here underneath the kingdom seal, you'll see that you can click here if you'd like to actually assist the kingdom. And so that's a very informative page. And then on this page, this is actually, let me go back for this one. This here, the kingdomofhawaii.info, this is our home page. This is the seal of the king, of King Edmund Kaili'i Silva Jr. And if you go to the documents page, it has all of the different things. We've got the executive summary, the king's cover letter. So there are all of the things that you'd like to read up on. And if you do want to contact me, you can actually reach me at jpalowski.79@gmail.com. So that is what's going on the islands right now, Don. So
it's wonderful what's going on there. So it sounds like they're not too happy with being part of our government here. I mean, it seems like our government hasn't done you right.
Oh, no. And, you know, it's a real travesty, because, see, the Hawaiian people believe that the land belongs to God. The land can only belong to God. Nobody owns the land. We are stewards of the land. Right. So the Hawaiian people lived on the land and they took care of the land. Well, then the U.S. government comes in, makes it an illegal 50th state, jacks the prices up so high that only rich, wealthy white people can afford to live here. And I have many Hawaiian friends who work 2 and 3 jobs 40 hours a week and live in tents on the beach because they can't afford a home in their own nation. So these are the types of things that nobody knows if you're just visiting here for 2 weeks because you don't see it. But when you live here, you see the struggles just to survive. So between the exorbitant costs of land, the exorbitant gasoline prices, the exorbitant electrical costs. I mean, I think I already told you, I pay 3 times here what I paid on California. 3 times. And there's no difference. There's no difference in the cost of providing electricity. And as many of us who are awake know, electricity really should be free. And Tesla proved that over 100 years ago. So it's just more corruption and greed. But it has a serious effect. It makes these islands really only attainable by the very, very wealthy. And those that do live here, it basically said, you know, you have to struggle just to get by. So those are the types of things that should never be allowed to go on. But it's really, I mean, it's no surprise considering it's the U.S. government. It's the same kind of corrupt stuff they did on North America to the Native Americans, you know, put them on reservation. So we are going to stop that cold in its tracks. We will not become a Native tribe. We will always be a nation, and we will not stop until that is recognized all throughout the world. And my hope in the future, Don, is for His Majesty Kaili'i to actually be able to come onto your show too and talk about his trials and tribulations. Because of his genealogy, he has a very, very sacred bloodline. And there's only about 200 people on the island that you're even related to his very sacred bloodline. And because of who he is, his genealogy, he has the ability to restore the nation of the Kingdom of Hawaii. And the U.S. government recognized this. They discovered this about 20 years ago. And through conspiracy, ended up putting him away in a prison for 14 years for a crime he did not commit. They called it fraud by deception relating to, and this is serious, a workout video. So he went into
a workout video? I mean, exercise?
Yeah. Yes. Well, actually, His Majesty Edmund Kaili'i Silva is a Kung Fu grandmaster and a Lua master as well. So he is very well trained in martial arts. And he was approached to do a workout video to market for self-defense for women. And somehow the United States twisted the case around. It basically, according to the investor, it became a business deal that went a little bit south, according to her, okay? I am a 9-year experienced litigation attorney. A business deal that goes south between two people ends up in a civil court. And you fight it out in a civil court, and then whoever has the more compelling story will get a monetary award. The United States twisted it and criminalized a workout video arrangement that he had with this woman, calling it theft by deception, and sentenced him to 24 years in prison. That is more than most rapists and murderers get in our country. They did this because of who he was politically. They wanted to hide him from the kingdom for as long as they could, and he only got out on parole because a parole officer who was following the rules realized, oh, this guy shouldn't be in here. He's absolutely, there's no reason for him to still be in here. Paroled him, much to the dismay of the U.S. government. They then tried to backtrack to get him off of parole, but by then the deal had been done. There was nothing they could do. Once he made parole, he was out. So much like Nelson Mandela, Edmund Kaili'i Silva Jr. was a political prisoner for 14 years, for, you know, basically in there for a crime he did not commit. You cannot apologize to a man for taking 14 years of their life away. But he came out of that situation even more resolved to restore the kingdom. And that is why he and Nelson Mandela were such close friends, because they had that experience to bond them as political prisoners. And something that I have learned from His Majesty is that you just, when you're doing what's right, when you're doing God's work, you never give up. I don't care how many obstacles they throw in your way. If it's the right thing to do, you persevere, you push on, you never give up. And it's through actions of people like him, myself, now that I'm working with him, that I truly believe are going to make a change. And I just encourage everyone that's watching this video, like I said before, to educate yourself on what really happened here on the Hawaiian Kingdom, which the Pinky video, Don, that I sent you, as we discussed about, is a great piece on that. But also then to educate yourself on what's happening on North America, because little by little, our government has gone completely out of control to where now they're completely insane. They literally act like they have complete immunity, and like they don't have to answer to anybody. We outnumber them. We outnumber them like a million to one. So we do have the right and the authority to demand that they stop breaking the law, that they stop violating our Constitution, and we have the authority to demand that the sheriffs go in and arrest our corrupt U.S. government. And I do believe that that is on the horizon, and I do believe that that is part and parcel of what we're doing here. I truly believe, and I've gotten this message several times, that the restoration of the Hawaiian kingdom is the crack in the facade that we need to finally end all the corruption and to motivate people to really stand in their own power. Yeah, and so to stand in their own truth.
So let's get cracking, folks. She's telling the truth. I mean, it's really wonderful. And I will say that I have on the screen here, I'm going to put something on the screen. You probably can't see, Jennifer, but I have a little thing here showing us how we can get some power. Essentially, there's a law called public disclosure, and essentially, you can put that in a little form here regarding a subject like smart meters or Seattle Community Media. And this shows the law here about the fact that the people here of the state are sovereign, and they do not yield their sovereignty to the agencies that serve them. The people in delegating authority do not give our public servants the right to decide what is good for the people to know and what's not good for them to know. So this is the kind of thing we have here, and we insist on remaining informed on our instruments and different things that are happening. And also there's a duty to publish. This is out of the RCW's 42.56030 and also 46040, the duty to publish their procedures. And you can see that here. And so you can read that. And then I have a little form I made up here. And on the bottom of it, if I can show that. Oops. Oh, come on here. My machine. This is Rigam with great equipment here, folks. Oh, come on. Okay, there we go. But anyway, at the bottom of the page, oh, come on here, is a place where you can sign and they can agree to it. So if you go into any office in the land and want to get some information, like it could be real estate or whatever, you want to get some information, you would present this kind of a document to them and ask them if there are any problems with that signing that agreement, and that puts you in control of what's ever happening there. And if they don't want to sign it, then of course they have something to hide or something, but you should get them to sign this kind of thing, and then you can ask for information that you have a right to under the law, because we're the sovereign people here who put the government to serve who? To serve us. Is that right, Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you'd agree with something like that as a starting place?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
You would agree with some action like that as a starting point?
Yes, I would. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
And that's like for myself here, because the United States is here illegally and unlawfully, I even challenge parking citations. I have a Kingdom of Hawaii license plate on my automobile. I do not register my private property to the state of Hawaii, nor would I register it to North America if I was on North America, because that is my private property. So there are little things that we can all do on an individual basis that help us to kind of stand in our sovereignty and
Great.
Stand in who we are.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. Anything else you want to add in closing here?
In closing, I would just like to say that I do really feel that this next year, 2015, is going to be a lot of wonderful changes that are going to be occurring on the islands. So I encourage everybody to stay tuned, to look to Hawaii, because we are going to make a difference in the world, and we are going to restore this nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anything you want to say in closing? What's the last word? What would you want to leave with the folks here? What would you want to take home message today?
The take home message today, like I was saying before, is always stand in your own truth and always fight for your rights. Know what your rights are. That is so, so important. We all have a duty to educate ourselves on our rights, because if you don't know what they are, they can be taken away from you at any moment. Right. So all of us have that duty, and we're doing it here in the kingdom, and I would like to see everyone practicing this type of exercise on North America and all over the world.
Amen. Oh, that's a wonderful message. You're wonderful. I have to get over there and visit you now sometime.
Oh, absolutely. It's a beautiful time of year, Don.
Not over here, right? So it's wonderful that we could go to Hawaii for a little hour vacation here. So let's learn a little bit about this island Earth here. I'm going to play this documentary, a little introduction to it, okay?
Okay, great.
And
thanks so much.
And I'm going to do that speech, too. So thank you so much. God bless you.
You, too.
Jennifer,
have a wonderful day.
It's wonderful. It's so good to meet your acquaintance and to know what's really shaking on the island. So
it's definitely an exciting time to be here. Very exciting time to be on the islands.
Yeah, you got volcanoes moving, molten lava moving, all kinds of things going on there. So So yep. Time for us to move too, folks. So
absolutely. Okay. Mother Nature's pushing us on. She's pushing us to move.
God bless.
God bless you too.
You take care.